Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, December 14th, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a privilege and honor for me to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Rosetta Kirby from the Holy Trinity Community AME. And after Reverend Kirby, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scouts Ethan Hunt and Jacob Taylor from Troop 954, who are out in Mass today. Well, would you please rise for both the invocation and the pledge?
Let us all bow our heads and our hearts as we think about the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this awesome meeting. We thank you for Mayor Scott Smith, all the members of the City Council, and all of the members of the city government. We pray tonight, Lord, that they will make some decisions that will cause the citizenry of Mesa to enjoy an increased quality of life, that more people will have affordable housing, that more people will have jobs, and that everyone will have a great education. We pray that you will give wisdom and knowledge to our mayor who has a vision. And we know, Lord, that you said in your word that where there is no vision, the people perish. So right now, Lord, we just thank you for all of the business that will be conducted tonight and that all of the decisions that will be made in an expeditious manner. We pray and we ask for all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. Thank you, Reverend Kirby and Ethan and Jacob. You know, it's become a short tradition, but a new one that we've had where we would like to recognize those in our city or who are connected with our city or who do good things in our city as part of our city council meetings. And tonight we have the real pleasure and privilege of recognizing someone who I haven't known that long, but who has nevertheless made a big impact on my life and who also has made a big impact here in Mesa. And this is Mr. Rick Simonetta. Just as a bit of background, Rick has spent the last few years as head of Metro, our light rail. And other than bringing in light rail on schedule under budget, really has not a whole heck of a lot to talk about, do we? Before coming to our area, Rick has spent 35 years in public transportation. He was head of the MARTA system in Atlanta, and one of their huge demands was meeting the transportation needs during the 1996 Summer Olympics. He's a recipient of several prestigious APTA awards, which is the American Public Transportation Association. And, you know, we really believe that Rick was the right man at the right time to head up Metro. The reason we're recognizing him is that, unfortunately, now that Metro is open about a year, Rick is moving on to greener pastures, sort of a semi-retirement, I would guess, moving back with his family back to Ohio, but still going to spend time, hopefully, out here. Like he has this last week. He told me he's become an official resident of Mesa, spent more time on the golf courses in Mesa this last week than he has anywhere else. So we really appreciate all that Rick has done to help bring the light rail system to a successful start here. And as I've said, you know, it's not often that a transportation system is brought in on time, on budget. And by the way, most people don't realize that the 20-plus mile startup of the Phoenix area metro line, light rail line, was the largest initial startup in the nation's history of a light rail system. Generally, the systems are 6-8 miles or so, and 20-plus miles was truly a significant undertaking and a great accomplishment for our valley. And he's worked with us diligently as we've prepared and processed our application to extend light rail through our downtown. As a matter of fact, Rick traveled with Mr. Brady and I back to Washington couple weeks ago as part of giving the formal presentation to the Federal Transit Administration regarding that extension. And I'd like to turn some time over to Vice Mayor Kyle Jones. Kyle is our city's representative on the Metro Board and has worked much more closely with Rick. So, Kyle, if you'd say a couple words.
Thank you, Mayor. It has been my privilege to serve on the Metrorail Board as the construction was completed and as we opened up the rail line, and it has been extremely successful. Our ridership has greatly exceeded expectation, and we look forward to more, especially as we come into downtown Mesa. But I would like to especially thank Rick for all the work that he's done. He's going to be sorely missed, and I personally and on behalf of the city want to thank you, Rick, for your service and giving us a spectacular rail line, which, again, is a wonderful asset and gets a lot of people off the road, and that's a critical issue for us at this time. So thank you very much.
So, Rick, if you'd, we have a nice little plaque here for you. It shows Rick, you can't see this, but it shows Rick all doffed out in a nice little top hat and a coat. And we remember last December 27th, I think it was about 27 degrees on the December 27th. It was colder than all get out. And he was here at the Mesa Grand Opening. It all starts here. So, Rick, if you'd come up to the front, I'd like to present this with you. Come on down.
Well, thank you, Mayor Smith, members of council, Mr. Brady, and all the wonderful folks of Mesa that we've had a chance to work with over the past. I've been here 6 years, but I know this effort has gone on a lot longer than that. There is a lot of satisfaction in building the first rail line in a community, and that's what really motivated me and encouraged me to come here. And I can tell you that we would not have been on time and on budget were it not for literally hundreds of dedicated individuals who were part of our consulting group, part of our contracting group, city staff, and the Metro staff. And the one thing I feel best about is that that organization is still in place and will be around with all of its capabilities to deliver your project on time and on budget. So let me just say thank you again for all the support over the years. Keno Hawker was the mayor that was part of hiring me, and I enjoyed working with him, but Mayor Smith, I've certainly enjoyed working with you, and your vision and leadership is going to carry this city far. And Vice Mayor Jones, you've been an excellent board member. The respect that you have earned from the other board members will really represent Mesa's interests going forward in a very, very fine and professional fashion. So on behalf of my family in Ohio waiting for me to get home, thank you so much. And I remember your comments, Mayor Smith, on this cold day. And it had something to do with all of those folks who said, you know, we'll have light rail when hell freezes over. And this was the day that it did. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks for reminding us, Rick. I said that as there were literally icicles dripping, hanging from the podium. So thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. And good luck. Good luck. We hope to see you back here on and off. We'll now proceed with the consent agenda. And the consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. So if you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day event, January 8th, from 1 to 270 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for M&R Market, 1231 South Mesa Drive. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Walgreens, 2737 East McKellips Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Walgreens, 1142 West Guadalupe Road. Item 3E, act on liquor license for Howdy Dinner Show, 6136 East Baseline Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license for Cape Pachangas, 1749 West Main Street. Item 4A, act on bingo application for Mesa Village Mobile Home Park, 2701 East Allred Avenue. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase refurbished Westphalia centrifuge bowl, tile replacement, and scroll repair. Item 5B, act on term contract for LED modules for pedestrian and traffic control signals. Item 5C, act on renewal of term contract for irrigation well inspection, maintenance, and repair for Pinal Water Farms. Item 5D, act on contract for downtown water and gas line replacements. This project funded from the adopted fiscal year 09-10 water bond capital program and gas bond capital program. Item 5E has been deleted. Item 5F, act on contract for Falcon Field Airport pavement preservation and marking improvements. Funding available in the adopted fiscal year 09-10 Falcon Field Airport operations budget. Item 5G, act on contract for Phase 4 of Falcon Field Airport Vehicle Access Control. Funding is available in the adopted fiscal year 09-10 Falcon Field Airport Capital Program, which includes grants from the FAA and ADOT. Item 6A, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with City of Phoenix for polygraph examination of police officer recruit applicants. Item 6B has been deleted. Item 6C, act on resolution to purchase and install video arraignment equipment and an upgraded expanded queue management system for the new court building. Item 7A, amend Title IX, Chapter 11 of Mesa City Code to adopt floodplain management regulations. Item 7B, amend Title VI, Chapter 12 of Mesa City Code related to offensive, excessive, and prohibited noises. Item 7C, act on Ordinance Z09-22, 6859 East Rembrandt Avenue for a charter school. Item 7D, act on Ordinance Z09-24, 10,000 block of East Brown Road to establish zoning on annexed property. Item 7E, act on Ordinance Z09-25, 2701 East Lehigh Road, establish zoning on annexed property. Item 7F, act on Ordinance Z09-26, 9016 East Gary Lane, establish zoning on annexed property. Item 7G, act on Ordinance Z09-27, 2415 North Hawes Road, establish zoning on annexed property. Item 8A, act on amending Title 8, Chapter 6 of Mesa City Code regarding livestock regulations. Item 8B, act on modifying fees and charges for Business Services Department to include a livestock license fee. And Item 9A, introduction of ordinance to amend sections of Mesa City Code regarding prohibiting turns from driveways. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any council member that would wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent
agenda? No requests, Mayor.
Okay, we have several blue cards here for items on the consent agenda, but they are all, except for one, in support of items 8A and 8B, which are the livestock ordinance, and all of them do not wish to speak, so we will leave those on the consent agenda, but I'd like to read their names into the record. Valerie Rubal, I believe, Kathy Willis, Abraham Rubal, and I apologize if I butchered your name, Judy Morris, Kemp Morris, Dorothy Shoup, Kellen Ray, and Joseph Boyle are all here in support of items 8A and 8B, but do not wish to speak. We also have Maxanne Stevens, who says you're here in item 6B. Ms. Stevens, 6B was removed from the agenda. I don't know if you still want to speak in 6B. Those are the batting cages.
Batting cages? They told me that was for Lehigh.
Okay, so the number here is a little different. So you're here for Lehigh also, for the...
For livestock.
Okay, so we'll add Ms. Maxanne Stevens in support, not wishing to speak on the ordinances also. Okay, thank you. And we have Mr. Tom Prestwich, who is in support of the livestock and does not wish to speak. Ken Olson, who does not wish to speak, and he supports the proposal. Gary Porter, who supports 8A and 8B, and does not wish to speak. Mark Freeman, who is a support and represents the Lehigh Community Association, does not wish to speak. Mr. Adam Hatley is in support. Mr. Hatley, you wish to speak or not?
Not at this time.
Okay, so do not wish to speak. And Jeanette Fish, who I don't think you need to speak from the Farm Bureau. Is in also support. Okay. You want to bring your card up, sir?
I didn't know what to do with the card.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this on the livestock or something else?
No.
Okay. Donna, if you could...
And while we're waiting...
We got some more. Okay. These are also Ernie Frazier supports items 8A and B and does not wish to speak. And Debbie Frazee, also 8A and 8B in support, does not wish to speak. Tony Frazee does not wish to speak, is in support of 8A and B. And Deanna Mason is in support and does of 8A and 8B and does not wish to speak. Okay. We're okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, we'll read some more in. And Shannon Parker is in support of 8A and does not wish to speak. Is that it? Last chance.
Move the question.
I get the idea that we have people here in support of 8A and 8B.
I'm a little funny.
Okay.
But we won't back.
We have a motion to approve the consent agenda, which does include 8A and 8B, by Councilmember Fenter, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Fenter.
Just comments, Mayor. I wanted to take a moment. This is a great day for livestock owners throughout the city of Mesa. I have looked forward to this for years. And I think a great day for the FFA kids to be able to raise, people to have chickens. Some folks won't get it, but... we have actually, in this opportunity, put back property rights and not privileges. These were your property rights. I want to say, Councilman, I got to make sure I say this right. Councilman Richens was amazing on this. Watching his leadership throughout this, as you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about this, but his leadership and working with city staff to try and get this done, this is why we're here today, because of his good efforts. And also wanted to thank... Mr. Gordon Sheffield, as staff member, he was honest. He gave his opinions, but he's been wonderful to work with to achieve this. And also, Mr. Freeman and the other leaders in Lehigh Homeowners Association, great job. This is the way it's supposed to happen. This is the positives that go. So, Mayor, thank you. Thank you all for your good work.
Thank you. And thank you all for being here and showing your involvement. Wait till we vote. Don't start clamping now. Okay.
Still won't applaud.
That's right. Okay. If there's no further discussion, please vote. Vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda, including 8A and 8B, are approved. Okay. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Move for adjournment.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn and a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much for your attendance. We really appreciate it.